London calling. David here. It's October 7th, 2020. The Wall Street Journal rang us today. They wanted to interview us. They wanted to talk to us, or they wanted us to talk to them about what it's been like for a small company in the pandemic. They wanted to find out what's happened to us, how we feel about it, what our response has been, what we see our situation as, what our prospects are, etc. And I said, look, I want you to write down a figure. The figure I want you to write down is £450. And that one figure crystallizes the extremes of what we've been through. And if you weigh up those two extremes, you can work out how we feel about what's happened to us and what we think our prospects are. You can tell, you can work out where we've voted, where we've come down in all of this. So yeah, that figure is £450. Now, why that figure? Well, the fact of the matter is that we work harder now than we've ever worked, and we've been involved with London Walks. Well, I have been involved in it for 40 years, 10 years as a guide, and then Mary and I have run it for 30 years. And we're working harder now than we have at any time in the last 30 years. And in fact, you can almost quantify that. It's probably about three times as hard. And we worked quite hard before. Why three times as hard? Well, the admin load is much, much higher. It's partly because we now are operating this booking scheme. And even though it's very rare for us to have into double figures on any walking tour, it's quite a bit of work keeping on track of that, on top of that. But we're also doing these daily talks, these we call them podcasts. And of course, we've set up the virtual tours now, and they have to be managed and looked after and run. And then on top of that, Noel and Fiona, who worked in the London Walks office, you know, are not there. They're, as they say, furloughed. So about three times as hard as we've ever worked in the past. And what that translates into is that, you know, we get up at 8:30 in the morning, we start working, and we work all day. And by all day, I don't mean a 5 or 5:30 quit. I mean a 10 or even 11 o'clock at night quit. So we work all day, and at the end of every single day, we are 450 pounds poorer than we were at the start of the day. Well, you can do the maths. We're about 8 months into this thing. Now, I suppose the logical or the commercially sensible thing, response, would have been to just roll it up. Shut it down, euthanize London Walks, and get the nest egg out of it, the rainy day money that we'd saved over three decades, and just walk away from it. That probably made a lot of commercial sense. It didn't make any human sense. It didn't make London Walks sense. How so? Well, a lot of people are nesting in this little tree, and we weren't going to chop that tree down. It's the livelihood for a lot of people, not least, incidentally, for Noel and Fiona. So we were right from the get-go prepared to run down that rainy day fund, and we certainly have been doing that. But a further question, you know, what people have said to us, why don't you retire? Well, what would we do? What would we do? I mean, normally you retire, you travel, and we travel a lot. And maybe it's London, you go to the theater, it's gallery going, concerts, etc. Well, obviously, none of that was on or has been on for the last 7 months or so. But there's more to it than that. We very strongly identify with London Walks. It's, in a sense, like our child. And we just weren't going to put down our child. We weren't going to walk away from it. We weren't going to euthanize it. I think as well, if you live in London and you know a little bit of London history, there's always in your mind, in a situation like this, the Windmill Theatre in World War II, which just kept going every single night, right throughout the war, throughout the Blitz, throughout the bombing. It just never shut down. Now, in terms of the guiding, well, you're very aware as a guide. I mean, you love doing it, but you're also aware, or you worry about your guiding muscles atrophying, as it were, if you're not guiding. These 75 guides, these are elite, professionally qualified guides. They're thoroughbreds, and they need to do what they do. They need to, and they want to guide. So that was another reason for keeping it going, as it were, and it is still very much going. Now, over at the other end of the extreme, I said 450 pounds. The day we were shut down, the day the lockdown came, I picked up the telephone and rang somebody who was selling a barrister's wig for £450, and I bought it. And I bought it. My buying it was an expression of my absolute confidence that London would come back, and indeed that London Walks would come back. Well aware, of course, that anyone with a slightly different turn of mind would have thought, "Are you mad? Are you absolutely barking mad? You're probably not going to be earning any money, and you're throwing away £450 on a barrister's wig, and nobody can wants to touch that wig, etc., etc." The plan for the wig was that it was to go, and it will go eventually, to Sean, who's one of our ace guides, wonderful actor. And he, of course, guides the legal and illegal London Walk, and he'll work wonders with that stage prop. But yes, I was, of course, aware that for now, and for God knows how long in the future, nobody is going to want him to pull that wig out of a bag and offer to put their head underneath it. But all the same, I bought it and I did it. It may have been partly almost some retail therapy, but deep down, it was an expression of my supreme confidence that London will be back and that London Walks will be back. It is not going away at all. So there you have it in that one figure, £450, the two extremes. And the one that won out is my confidence in London coming back. And of course, if you are London's signature walking tour company, which is what London is, you're of course aware that you've been committed for how many years, for decades, to doing your utmost. To be true to London and to express to the extent that you can the plurality of London and its history, etc., etc. And if you know London's history, you know that no matter, I've made this point once or twice before on these podcasts, no matter how hard this place is hit, it just always comes back. So that gets our vote. That gets my vote. And that's basically what I told the Wall Street Journal guy this morning. Okay. All the best, and be seeing you soon.